cut your fucking dick off, man.
Tune in or tune out, son.
Come on, on your bed. We go party. Fucking party hard. Come on, y'all. Oh, wait a minute. You're over 18. I think I just lost interest.
And now we're going to party.
I'm not scared.
Get it, son.
Who's doing this? I must know now.
From this podcast.
What's up, people? This is the Alloy Podcast. He's Ben.
He's Matt.
And,
sorry. I gotta scoot back.
That's cool.
Ben's
screaming at the mic.
Fucking mic.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Anyway, we got, tons of music coming today, as usual.
Yep, more tunes.
More tunes. And we got, interview with Return from Exile.
Word.
Comes out today.
Totally.
And
for some reason, I can only hear in one ear. Oh well.
Really?
Yeah. It's only my right ear. My right headphone is the only one that's working. Oh, maybe.
Is that better?
Talk. No, it's not better.
It's not better?
No. Well, wait. Now it is, I think. Yep, we're good.
Okay. All better.
Yay.
Technical difficulties temporarily.
Yep.
All fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's see. So I got distracted. What was I talking about?
We weren't talking about anything yet.
Well, I think we were trying to unroll the show. Oh yeah. Return from Exile interview.
Yep.
We've got, what else have we got? Brand new Cephalic Carnage.
Yeah.
Not even released yet.
Fucking A.
Good stuff.
Who's that from?
Relapse Records. And just as a quick shout out, sending this over to Dave Ehrlich over at Relapse Records. You've been a big help to us, and thank you so much for helping out.
We love you, bro.
And he's right on my emails. If I send him an email, he gets right back to me, dude. I couldn't ask for a more helpful person, to be honest with you.
A better person to work with.
Yeah.
He actually replies to his emails.
I know, and fairly quickly is the amazing part.
Sweet. Yeah. Not like a week later.
Yeah, not like a month and a half later or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because sometimes it's pretty damn ridiculous.
Like me, I never answer my emails. So yeah. Look, an email. Well, I don't have any friends. I wasn't like everybody else. I didn't get an email and then make a bunch of friends on my email and then add them all to my MySpace and then my Facebook. No. I had a MySpace first. Before I even had an email.
Right. You had to start an email so you could get your MySpace.
Right.
Yeah.
So, my original is from MySpace, actually.
Yeah, word.
My origins. So, I don't have friends on my Yahoo. But if you want to add me, it's benmetalguitar@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Whatever. There you
go. Shoot me an email.
I never email people.
Yeah. It happens. Matt promises he's not going to screw with the levels the entire show.
The entire show.
The entire
just
show.
Just half of it.
Just a little bit until I get it to right where it looks like it's not peaking anymore. And it looks
great.
Ben's dying. Yeah, that was fairly disturbing.
I had a cramp. And it went away and it felt like an orgasm. I was like, yes.
Yes.
Oh, that felt good. It's because I went running today, so I was like...
Yeah, word. Anyway.
One of these days, someone's going to be like, Ben, quit running. It's bad for you.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It happens.
So, Matt's going to talk a little bit about Warped Tour, because Matt went up to Warped Tour with Dust and Brace yesterday.
Yeah.
Shout out to Her Death and After for also playing the Ernie Ball stage. There were some other bands that were local that either I've never heard of or I didn't care to hear of.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
Yeah. Shout out to them, whatever, I guess.
I guess. Failstar, is that what their name is?
I don't know.
It is now. I don't know.
Failstar?
I can't remember.
Good job, you got to Warped Tour.
Yeah. So, apparently what's happening is... Ernie Ball is, like, I guess they videotaped or something every performance. I don't know how they're doing it.
Yeah.
But they're checking out every performance from every Warped Tour stop that had locals on it.
Yeah.
And they're going to decide later and then pick four bands out of that whole bunch.
Nice.
And they're going to have a big showcase down in L.A., apparently.
Brutal.
And the winner of that is the big-time, super epic, amazing person, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah. Worth it. Anyway, so I'm going to tell you a little bit about how Warped Tour went. I was up at 5:30 in the morning Sunday, so I could get Dust Embrace up to fucking Hillsboro for Warped Tour.
Oh, it was in Hillsboro?
Yeah, it was in Hillsboro.
Never been to Hillsboro.
They had to be there by 10, and had to be all signed in and registered and shit by 10 o'clock. And we ended up taking my truck.
Oh, nice.
Because they weren't allowed to have all their gear. Like, they just used, like, this. Everyone used the same cabs and...
Oh, okay.
And that's, shit.
Well, that's kind of cool, I guess.
It's kind of cool, except, like, that was the case for the drums as well.
Oh, that's
yeah. Brandon killed it on drums with a broken foot.
Nice.
Yeah, he broke his foot a couple days prior.
How?
Some dirt biking thing went horribly wrong. Same way Rommel exploded his finger that time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, but he still managed to destroy it.
Still double based it up.
Yeah, good. With a broken foot.
Brutal. That's awesome.
Yeah. Stuck around, caught Her Death and After. Great performance.
Yeah.
Went to...
Where are they from, anyway?
They're from Medford, I think. I think it's Medford.
Lord.
But, anyway. Let's see. Whitechapel was insane. There was a fight in literally every pit I was in yesterday.
Really?
Literally every pit.
Nice.
In fact, every time I die, was up there having a hell of a time. Because, like, it seemed like... I think his name's Jordan... It seemed like he had a wireless pack, and it seemed like it kept shorting out on him, or going kooky on him, or something like that.
Yeah.
So, it was constantly being fussed with, and I could see him getting, like, I could see him getting fucking pissed off about it.
Yeah.
Because he's a rocker, dude. He gets up front and stands on monitors and headbangs like a mad bastard, right?
Yeah.
Well, now, he can't do all that shit because someone's trying to constantly fix his fucking wireless pack, right?
Yeah.
So he's standing there, and I'm seeing him get frustrated with everything.
Like, fuck this noise.
Yeah, exactly. He's getting frustrated just playing and fucking getting mad.
Yeah.
And then there was a homie of Every Time I Dies wearing a... I think it was a bear hat. Like from a mascot. The head of a fucking bear, right? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And apparently some drunk, super fat guy thought this was a bad idea and started wailing on the dude. Well, the guy's a homie of the band.
Yeah.
They're in their last song, about halfway through, and Andy, their guitarist, sees him doing this, drops his guitar, bails off the stage Axl Rose style, and beats the Christ out of this dude.
Nice.
Yeah, it was so super epic.
That's fucking cool.
It was Axl Rose style, but it wasn't as whiny and bitchy.
It was metal.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it was metal, because he was standing up for a homie, you know what I mean? Axl Rose was like, I'm just a vagina and fucking... I'm sure everyone remembers when that happened.
Yeah.
Anyway... We're going to go to some music.
I'm Axl Rose. I get in fights with Tommy Hilfiger.
We're going to go to some music, and we'll come back, and Matt will tell you more of Warped Tour stuff. So in the meantime, here is No Call No Show by the Atheiarchists.
This is Aaron.
Blood.
And this is Dano. We are
the Atheiarchists.
And you're listening to
Alloy Podcast
on alloypodcast.com.
They're going to cut your fucking dick off, man. So I'm too late.
season of Deadliest Catch was on.
No, 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 show.
We are just another.
No, 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 show.
Another motherfucker.
No, 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 show. You're dead for a fire, but you're not in a fucking show. There's a bloodbath, the plan takes the blame, but there's no one at the show. You can't go on fast, you can't go on fast, you can't go on thinner, we can't go on for the dough.
Me and me by you, and I'll be here after you got your little friends. While we're talking to everyone, you're your man, we lose the suck, you're a dick.
No, 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 show.
You're just another.
No, 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 show.
Another motherfucker.
No, 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 show. You're dead for a fire, but you're not in the fucking show.
Monday with a bullet, and you're listening to Alloy Podcast.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Alloy Podcast. You just heard Atheicus and Monday with a Bullet.
Word.
And we hope you loved every minute of it. And if you didn't, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Go die.
Yeah.
In a ditch.
In a ditch somewhere where there's mud and poop.
Yep. Go die in a mosh pit.
Yep.
That'd be sweet.
That would be style. Pretty metal, actually.
Yeah, just go out with style, right?
Hell's yeah.
What do you think?
Word up, son.
Word. Now, during song break, you were telling me about a band that played Lady Gaga?
Yeah, at the Warped Tour. I can't remember their name, but if this band should happen to hear this show...
They should hit you up.
They should hit me up, alloypodcast@yahoo.com, because they played a cover of Just Dance.
That's so badass, dude.
And everyone who listens to this show knows that... Ben's dying in the studio again.
That's the second one. Okay, my foot is going, staying over there now. Laying my leg up. Ben's cramping.
Laying my leg up. My leg.
I went running today, so it's like...
It's all crampy and bloaty and...
Don't be pissed off at
PMS-y
me.
Or whatever they do.
Yeah. I think the only time a cramp doesn't hurt, well, it still hurts, but people actually keep going is during sex.
Yeah.
You're just like, fuck it.
Yep.
Go.
That's exactly what I need.
Oh, forget it.
Word.
Never mind.
It's not important. God damn it.
Yep.
Anyway.
And what a, that was pretty epic at Warped Tour, you were saying about... The guitar player, every time I die, beat the shit out of somebody. That's cool.
Yeah, word. I was pretty stoked about that. Shout
were
out
there
to
a lot of hit chicks, hot chicks there?
There were a shitload of hot chicks there.
Oh.
There were a shitload of train wrecks.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're going to have to put up with some fucking train wrecks to see some hotness.
Train wreck a hot chick? That's pretty rad. That sounds like a good time to me.
That's something like a pile driver, but different.
Yeah.
The train wreck. That's Ben's signature move.
Train wreck, yep.
If his penis were an MMA fighter.
If my penis was an MMA fighter. It'd be
his signature move would be the fucking train wreck.
Ben,
but you have to say it like this. It's the fucking train wreck, son. The fucking train wreck. Fucking train. Recognize, nickel.
Yeah.
That's how you have to do it.
Word. Ben the train wreck Johnson.
Ben's train wreck Johnson.
Yeah.
Train wrecking Johnson.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Ben's train wrecking. Oh, that's awesome.
Dude,
I want it.
Do you remember Big Johnson shirts?
Uh-huh.
When I was in high school, they had this whole line of shirts called Big Johnson. And they always had some suggestive picture on it.
Do
you remember
these?
Yeah,
yeah. Because they always had some skinny girl with big boobs, and it was just covering her nipples. It was the cartoon, right?
Yeah, it was a cartoon.
I love Big Johnson shirts.
Dude, I wonder if I can find those anywhere.
Yeah,
I wonder if that
badass
place still exists.
I love those shirts.
We could make one. Ben's train wrecking Johnson. We'll have to talk to Rommel.
We'll do it.
Get him to start making
get a
Big Johnson shirts. Yeah. Anyway.
Just so you know, if you want to get train wrecked, I have to be sober. Drunk, I'm going to bed.
Ben's whiskey dick is that he just falls asleep.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I do.
It's not really whiskey dick as much as it is just being sleepy.
Yeah, as much as, I'm drunk, I'm going to go pass out.
I don't like a lot of back and forth motion going on when I'm hammered.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just makes me a little more queasy. It's uncalled for.
Yeah, that'd be fun. It's never good. You just get queasy, you're just like halfway through it going to town.
Wait, I need to describe. No, shut up.
And then
I need to describe. Ben was actually humping in his chair, sitting in his chair and humping the nothingness in between him and the desk. I just wanted to try to give that visual. We need to start video podcasting.
Which is funny because the shirt I'm wearing has a penis on the back of it.
It does. Courtesy of Sam from across the sun.
But anyway, like I was saying, it would just be funny if someone's going to town, and in the middle of it, they're just so drunk they just puke. Just blah, right? Just everywhere.
Just Gak City.
So fucked up. That's brutal. Good times.
Hells yeah.
They're probably like, shut up, guys.
Alright, so, couple of random things. These just came out of nowhere. Dustin Bray started a Twitter.
Yay.
And they wanted me to let people know that they should go follow them on Twitter.
Okay.
So go to Twitter. Go to Dustin. Look up Dustin Brace.
And follow them.
Or you can go to the Alloy Podcast Twitter. We're following Dustin Brace. So you can just dig through our the people that we're following and find it there. What else? There was something else going on. Oh, Punks, that Punks in the Woods show. I was going to promote the Athearchy show that's coming up. Oh, August 27th and 28th. It's in Washington.
Nice.
But there's a big old Punk in the Woods fest, I guess.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Pretty
swingy
schwang. Swingy schwang. Swingy schwang. And speaking of Monday with a Bullet earlier, Lacey is having her birthday party September 18th. At the Black Forest in Eugene.
I'm going to pop out of a cake for her.
Ben's going to pop out of a cake wearing a LA podcast on.
Yep.
On his head.
Yep.
And a Dusk's Embrace thong on his Johnson.
No, nothing there.
Okay. Because I was going to say, I have a Dusk's Embrace thong over there.
Oh, okay,
cool.
All right. Yeah. Nope, that's a straight train wreck.
Yeah, straight train wreck.
Except I don't think I'm
straight
actually...
Straight train wreck for that ass, son.
Word.
That's right.
Get all gangster on it.
Anyway, everyone else playing at that show, or everyone playing at Lacey's birthday party show, is it's a big lineup. Still Dead, everyone knows, broke up.
Yes, they did.
Well, now Still Dead is pretty much two separate bands.
Yeah.
Wild Boar Cannery, who's playing...
Yeah.
At Lacey's birthday party.
And Run, Bitch, Run.
And Run, Bitch, Run, which is Torrin and Kyle's other project. Our new project, I should say. Along with Chief and Aaron and some other dudes that are fairly well known in the scene out there.
Totally.
And Only Nightmares, Dusk's Embrace, New World Center. I don't really know what the real order is, so that's just kind of hammering them out. But
I think Lacey said she wanted me and Boots to pop out of a cake for her birthday. That'd be pretty sweet.
You and Boots?
Yep, I told her I'd do it.
Word.
Good luck getting Boots to do it, though.
Well, he can't fit his gigantic biceps in there.
Very true.
Yeah. I can't jump out of a cake because I can't fit my gigantic ego into one.
Word.
Word, son.
Matt's ego does not fit in a cake.
Yeah, we're going to go to some more music. Here's Exemption by A Crew and One with the Dead by Regiment 26. Come back and we'll give you Regiment 26 showtimes.
Go! We're listening to Alloy Podcast.
And we
are Regiment 26.
The Alloy Podcast.
Ben's playing with his BlackBerry too much.
Constantly.
Brick Breaker's heroin for the BlackBerry.
Yes, it is. I know all about it, son.
I told someone that the other day. I'm like, my older brother introduced me to heroin for the BlackBerry. They were like, what? Your brother got you on heroin? I was like, you're not listening, are you? They're like, no.
No. Well, at least they're honest.
Word.
Anyway.
Which reminds me of a Daniel Doss joke. It's like, I hate it when women say they're not religious, but they're spiritual. It's like, yeah, well, I'm not honest, but you're interesting.
Yeah.
I fucking love that, dude. That's awesome. Daniel Doss is the shit.
Word, son.
If you guys like Dosh 4.0, go check out Daniel Doss's stand-up. It's better. Oh, hear that? No more soda. Fuck!
Alright, so, a crew's got some shows coming up.
Yeah, what do they got?
They got August 18th, The Shelter with Make It Rain, City of God, Cobra Kai. It's going to be in Portland.
Nice.
And August 25th at the Satyricon with Suffocate, Murder, Death, Kill, King Conquer. Ooh. Who else? And Hell Followed With.
Fuck.
And I can't read that one.
Is it Can't Make It Out?
The... Fuck it, I don't know what it says.
Yeah. Something else. Go check it out.
And some other band. Suffocate's playing. That's the important part.
Yep.
Anyway.
Suffocate and a crew. That's all we care about.
Word, son. And then Regiment 26 is playing at the Roseland.
Really?
On Saturday. As part of the Summer Slaughter Tour.
Nice.
Yeah, Regiment 26 with Cephalic Carnage and All Shall Perish, The Faceless, Veil of Maya, like at least 653 other amazing bands.
I wish I could go to that.
I'm going to that. That should be good times. Also, the night before that, Friday night, homie of the show, I guess, or guy that we want to support a lot anyway, Bill Burr, is in Portland at Helium Comedy Club. Bill Burr's there Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. Two shows each night. Matt will be attending the Friday night shows.
Totally. And are we interviewing him on Saturday?
That's what I keep hearing, or that's what I think. I talked about it via email with Senior Burr at one point, and he said yeah, he'd be down to do the show. And then I tried emailing him recently to kind of get some details, like, worked out and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I haven't really heard back from him yet. So, awesome. We're going to see how it goes.
Totally.
No word.
I'll have to drive up Saturday before work or after work or something.
Yeah. And, wow, that Saturday's busy for me.
Yeah, Summer Slaughter, Interview Bill Burr.
Interview Bill Burr. Summer Slaughter, and then go interview Metafisk, and then back to Summer Slaughter, and if not back to Summer Slaughter, if Bill Burr ends up being a super cool guy, me and Carol might just buy tickets for that Saturday night show, too. Why not? Go see him again.
Yeah, that'd be
fast. Yeah, I'd be pretty stoked about that, so I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Play it by ear.
Something like that.
Yeah. So, see, what else would any more Warped Tour stuff? I'm trying to think. I saw some Emergent Cassitis up there. They were up there hanging out.
Yeah,
I saw ran into Craig, vocalist for Abandon the Shore.
Nice.
He was up there hanging out. He's working on a new project.
Yes.
He's gonna get me some more info as it comes up.
Score.
Ran into a couple of the Run Bitch Run guys.
Nice. Who was up there?
Morning? No, it was Kyle and two of the guys that I haven't met before. And then I ran into Blake from Even in Death. He was wearing an Alloy Podcast shirt.
Nice.
Yeah, I saw him in line as I was driving up, you know what I mean, past the line.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, but I'm kind of a VIP. So, yeah, I had my neat little... But I'm still wearing my Battle of the Bands 14 wrist bracelet. Well, we got special parking because we had to load gear and unload gear and various other shit.
Yeah.
So that kind of got us backstage a little bit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck me. That's awesome. I wish I could have gone so bad, dude. Fuck this job.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of what else was cool that happened. No sunburn for Matt.
Good.
That's always amazing, because I was out there at Warped Tour. I was out there running around trying to find the guy that was running the Ernie Ball stage.
Yeah.
So that way I could get Dustin Brace checked in.
Word.
And finally found him, and that was right before 10 o'clock, probably 9:40, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was at Warped Tour until 9.
Nice.
So, almost 12 hours.
Yep, 11 hours.
In the sun.
Hmm.
Brutal fucking hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brutal fucking hot.
Didn't you see Rommel was wearing a really cool shirt there?
Yeah, Rommel had a I Hate Retard shirt on.
I thought you said...
No, I Fuck Retards. Excuse me.
I Fuck Retards.
I okay. Fuck Retards. Yeah. That guy was more famous than... Any of the bands that were there. Did we discuss this already? I feel like we might have discussed this. Did we discuss this off...
Yeah, but Audacity dropped it, so...
Oh, that's right. We're recapping that part, huh?
Yeah.
We already did that once, and then the computer crashed on me in the middle of recording, so...
So me, I figured I'd bring it back up, because that's pretty funny.
Yeah. I Fuck Retards was Rommel's shirt of choice, I guess. I don't know. he made it the night before.
Hell yeah.
So that way he could wear it to a bachelor party.
Nice.
And the bachelor party ended when I picked him up.
Nice.
For Warped Tour. So he was raging still. But that's Rommel. You guys know Rommel.
Rommel is always raging.
Always.
Raging Rommel.
Constantly.
Yeah. I popped my neck. I wonder if the microphone picked that up.
I didn't hear it, but it might have. So should anyone be interested in a t-shirt that says I fuck retards? We're almost planning on selling some online.
Mm-hmm.
So
hell yeah.
Start looking for that. We'll link to it in our show notes should that ever actually happen.
Word.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, word. So yeah, I think we're gonna go to some more music.
Alright, more music.
Does that sound good?
Yep.
Alright. Well, here is the brand new Cephalic Carnage, Abraxas of Filth, and then Horseman Rides by Laudan. Enjoy.
And you're listening to the Alloy Podcast.
Yeah!
So this is, I guess, officially the end of the show.
Yeah, pretty much.
We have a big announcement we need to make.
Yes, we do. Pretty badass.
I guess, first of all, I should say Cephalic Carnage is going to be playing at Summer Slaughter with Regiment 26, the Faceless, Decapitated, All Shall Perish, the Red Cord, Veil of Maya, virtually 673 bands.
Yeah.
Are playing that show. So that's going to be at the Roseland. That's this coming Saturday. I think we pushed that already.
Yeah.
But we'll do it again.
Whatever.
So I guess it's big announcement time.
Yep.
You ready, Ben? Drum roll. Alloy Indie Assault. The first official episode of Alloy Indie Assault next week.
Next week.
Awesome. Right here, same place. You don't have to resubscribe to anything.
Right.
It's all going to be the same feed. It's all the same thing. Alloy Indie Assault is going to be a lot like what we're currently doing, but it's going to include only unsigned bands from all over the country. All over the world, I guess. I mean,
yeah.
if bands
we can
from
do what we want, yeah,
yeah, if bands from Australia or the UK or Canada or anywhere, if you want to send us music, we'll play it. Like, I don't see why not.
As long as it's good. If you suck, we won't.
Yeah, if you're horrible, we're not playing it.
Yeah, totally.
But
I'll be managing most of that.
Yeah, Ben's going to be handling most of the indie assault side of things.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's mainly because. We are starting a new podcast. Big announcement. Ben, drumroll. Alloy Nation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alloy Nation officially coming to you in September.
Yep.
It's going to be late September. I'm shooting for the last weekend.
And what's Alloy Nation for?
Alloy Nation is we're going to play anything we want.
nationwide.
Yeah, nationwide.
Like we're signed
globally. Bands. Globally. Yeah, it's gonna be your Whitechapel, your Slayer, your Metallica, I guess, if you want to play some Metallica.
Some
I'm not
Gaga.
The biggest Metallica fan.
Some Gaga.
Yeah, there's gonna be some some guilty pleasure stuff in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. So I guess I'll give you the rundown on what Alloy Nation looks like so far. So far, our wonderful friends over at the Metal Hammer podcast, Gil and Beats, have went ahead and jumped on board. They're going to be doing a segment for the show every week.
Those guys are hilarious.
Yeah, called Across the Pond. And they're going to tell us what all the new hotness coming out of the UK is.
Yeah!
And maybe if there's no new hotness, then maybe we'll just end up rediscovering some old hotness.
Okay.
Bring Me the Horizon or Bullet for My Valentine or something like that. You know what I mean?
Totally.
I've already got their first segment in my saved on the computer. I got it as an email.
I'll drop it
into the show later. And it's going to be good stuff. I've listened to it and had a look over and went and got the necessary tunage. And it's going to be good stuff.
Cool.
I'm looking forward to it. We're also going to have the Indie Assault segment within Alloy Nation, where we're going to play two independent songs. One is going to be an organ band, and one is not going to be an organ band.
Okay.
But that's where Toxic Holocaust and American Me and Those Who Lie Beneath, 36 Crazy Fists, Across the Sun, all the bands that are organ, but they're not indie.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're signed now. They're still doing their thing.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, that's not...
They're representing the Northwest.
Sun.
What?
No. So it's going to be... all those guys are going to be transferred over to Alloy Nation. That's the proper place for it. Because I felt like the Alloy podcast was getting a little jammed up.
Yeah.
It's doing a lot of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we are.
And I really love working with Relapse Records. And I don't want to stop doing that. However, I don't feel like I'm doing it the justice it needs to be done.
Totally. So we're going national.
Yeah. So we're going to be doing a national show, and it's going to be amazing.
Fucking A.
Yep. So, I guess the reason we're doing things on a nationwide level now is a couple reasons. One, it's going to provide more exposure.
Yep.
It's going to send the organ bands all over the country, all over the globe.
So if you've worked with us before, more exposure.
Yeah. And if you're really good homies with us, even more exposure.
Yep, that's true. And I got to bail.
Ben's getting out of here. He's got to go to work.
Yeah. Talk to you later.
Yeah. Peace out, Ben.
Yeah. Breaking shit.
Breaking stuff.
Cramp.
Fuck. Ass. So I guess I'll finish telling you about what's going on with that. I'm very happy about it. About it going on this way. I've already started working on some very big things for Alloy Nation. We've been getting emails from artist management agencies saying, "Hey, we want to get our band's music on your show," but they're unsigned. Well, that's fine. Like it. You know, they're great bands. They really are, and I don't want to turn them down. But Alloy has come pretty far since its original idea, so it's time to just change things up a little bit. If you can't understand that, and if you don't like the show, and you don't like us anymore, that's your fucking problem. So, yeah, we're still supporting the scene. We're still going to shows on a regular basis. You know, we're still going to be playing all the organ bands and stuff, man. We're still doing all that. But we're going to be playing a little less of it, so that way we can extend our fingers outward a little ways. Further out, get everyone a bigger fan base elsewhere. So, I think that's something all the bands we work with can appreciate. And, that's that. So you guys are... used to hearing the show on Sundays. I usually make it available on Sunday. This week is different because I was at Warped Tour all of Sunday, literally from 10 in the morning to 9 o'clock at night. I was at Warped Tour. And, yeah, that's just how it goes. So, this week, it is a little late. I understand that. But, yeah, from now on, all of our recording is going to be done on Sundays because of work schedules. Ben's got a job now that is a nighttime job, and I have a daytime job, and Ben starts at 4 and I'm off at 3:30. There's just no time. I work most Saturdays, and yeah, both him and I like to still have a life too. Like to go do shit. I have a wife that demands I do sometimes, so... Okay, that sounds wrong. She doesn't... Never mind, you get what I mean. But, yeah, so we're going to record both shows every week on Sundays. And put them both up on Monday. Make them accessible to everybody for the work week. And if you're a person that streams it on your computer at home, and you don't listen on an iPod or whatever the case is, well, that's fine. I guess you're just going to end up being a week late. You're going to end up listening to it... after the fact. But, you know, what has to happen has to happen. So I guess I'm going to intro a couple more songs and sign off, because we've got an interview coming up as the next talk break. So these next two songs, For All Those Who Want More by When We Were Kings, and I Stand Corrected by Her Death and After, followed by the Return from Exile interview, and after the interview, this Party's Never Over by Return from Exile, and Trance Dance Motion by American Overdose. Enjoy the rest of the show. Tune in next week, Alloy Indie Assault, and in September, Alloy Nation. Peace. Right on. Well, I'm hanging out with Return from Exile. Did I say that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because I like all day I was talking to people like I think I'm gonna go try to get an interview with Return of the Exiles.
Oh, man, that does happen, right? Sometimes.
Yeah.
I heard people be like, "Are you Return to Exile?"
Two. I get that all the time.
Right, and then I don't know why,
because I think our name is very simple, but Return. Yeah, three words is a lot these days.
What my problem is I just booked a show not long ago for Letter to the Exiles, and so I've had a couple of exiles get mixed
up
in my head.
You know, they copied us, all those exile bands.
Yeah, all of them?
No, I mean, most of them, yes.
Yeah, cool.
We started using the exile thing, and for about a year, it was just ours. You know, I know what's going on in the music thing, and there weren't that many bands using exile. And then, like, a year later, fucking, maybe it had nothing to do with us, but timing was, it's the time of the exiles.
Yep.
People like that fucking word. It's the new extreme. Exile is the new extreme.
Fuck Degeneration X, right?
I made that up.
That's right.
I'm seeing it now.
All you.
We even flash a sign like this. See, you can't see it, though.
It's happening.
God
right
damn,
now.
You need video.
I know.
We're definitely good looking. We should be video.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not.
We're going to be buff.
Kind of. Exhale, though. Kind of.
This is the heaviest Return from Exile's ever been. You're like, wait, this is the heaviest lineup ever.
It's only because of me. So.
Like not heavy musically.
Oh, heavy musically is what I mean. Joseph's feet are pretty fucking fast.
Yeah, they're clean feet.
Well, no, I would say it's heaviest in all things.
In all.
We are big men.
In every sense of the word.
We eat heavy. Right now. We definitely eat more than we...
Really?
Why do we eat so much?
The Taco Bell diet.
It's highlight of the
day. We don't fuck around with those diets, dude.
Highlight of the day.
We eat a lot.
Eating.
Often.
Just...
All why did we... We're jumping into subjects and not even asking.
Anyway. It's all good. It's all good.
We need to talk to someone.
All right,
We need a therapist like this, probably. We haven't talked to
therapist like
about
this?
Anything that's gone on.
So, a segment I usually like to ask about is, I have a huge hard-on, and what this basically means, I love that response.
Why are we talking about that right now?
Okay, so, I bring it up because,
I guess what I mean by it is I get stuck on new music. So I hear something and I really enjoy it, and it won't leave my CD player. It won't turn off of my iPod. And so I always say I've got a huge hard-on for, like, After the Burial is one of my huge hard-ons right now. So how about you guys? What's giving you guys a huge hard-on right now?
Like music?
Yeah.
I think Bajan and Ashilas, I like them a lot. Ashilas,
definitely.
Yeah, gives me a hard-on.
Yeah.
Other than that, what's giving me a hard-on right now? Pussy seems to give me a hard-on.
Yeah, that's a fairly common answer.
Tour horn.
Metal music still gives me a hard-on in general. All things metal. Good food gives me a hard-on.
Well, music. He's asking music.
Oh. Yeah, metal music and a Bajan.
Bajan from...
Yeah. That's about my hard-on right now. I can't get over that.
Nothing really.
We listen to, like, old school shit, dude. We listen to, like, Dream Theater.
I listen to everything.
Yeah, we've been listening to Celine Dion a little bit. Remember, we're melodic. Absolutely. We like melodic things.
Yeah, word.
There's nothing too specific that we just...
Yeah, we're listening to everything right now. We got a hard-on over... all the music. Bulb was cool. Bulb, you showed me that. I've never heard that before.
The guitarist from Periphery's side project, or solo projects that he's
pretty cool.
That's his thing. So I like that.
I had a hard-on during that
Animals
once.
As Leaders.
Animals as Leaders. We've been getting that a lot lately.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Tosin Abasi's great. I like his
voice. These are guitar... That's because these guys are tech dudes. They like all that shit. Joseph's listening to fucking tech metal every time I turn around. Tech metal dude.
Yeah, I wake up and then...
I just want to fucking listen to fucking... I don't know, what have I been listening to a lot? I listened to something again today that I've been... I've been listening to a lot of fucking Russian Tool.
Russian
Tool. That's about it. I go through this little jukebox Tool, like, 10-song list I always go through. So I'm good for the day. as I'm driving. It's usually about an hour long.
I pretty much throw my iPod on shuffle and get lost.
Tool gives me a hard on. There you go.
I have too many
Maynard
artists
gives me a
on there.
Yeah, there's too much stuff to really be.
It's ridiculous.
We listen to a lot of music right now.
That's cool. That's cool.
We're pretty stuck to write an album because we got a lot of fucking shit going on in our brains. My brain's got a lot.
We get home and get on Guitar Pro and just.
Yeah, I want to get home and just look at Eric on Guitar Pro and go, do this! Do this! I can't wait for that. It's going to be fun. And your mom bringing us food.
Yes! Oh, I love my grandma. My grandma always brings us food when we're writing music.
And I just eat food and I just keep telling you what to do. But he's so fast because he brings his own ideas and then I fucking say, hey, how about this riff? And then before I know it, he's already got it written down in there. It's forever there.
It's great for rhythms and
stuff. Yeah.
I don't know. It works.
Eric's a good little programmer. I call him Data for RFE. He's the Data RFE. Jeff is
fucking MacGyver.
God damn, MacGyver. Jeff.
He fixes everything you could buy, except my guitar.
Jeff, you know what? Yeah, except the one
except
thing
the
we really
needed.
Yeah.
But it was cool. He had the little headlight on. He was fucking in there. He was soldering shit.
He did fix it for the most part.
Yeah,
it took about three tries. And then we finally just took
then
it.
Then we had our professional.
Yeah.
Do you have any other questions?
Anything else? Other
questions? Someone's touching me.
Yeah, there's
that's,
people.
That's Aaron,
there's people spying on us.
Get out of here.
Attention to them.
I'm
get out of here.
Hey, how's it going?
They just want to listen. You can
that's cool. So, how about guilty pleasures?
Guilty and pleasures?
By guilty pleasures, I mean, like, there should be some, like, the other three guys in the group should be going, dude, really? Really? Like, do you guys have any guilty pleasures? Because
they probably do, and they're probably not going to tell me.
I do.
Hey, I'm one of those... What is it?
That band, Hey Monday.
Oh, yeah, they're playing Warped Tour this year.
Yeah, they're my guilty pleasure.
Right on.
Pretty much. That's about it.
I gotta think about that
one. Yeah.
Guilty pleasure. I listen to Dashboard Confessional every once in a while.
That's good, though.
There's no guilty pleasures.
That is
not.
There's no such thing as guilty pleasures.
Actually,
and that's kind of what I've decided
music,
is that.
Yeah, because music? I love it, too, and everyone knows I like that shit now, so there's no surprises.
Music's
no
music.
No one's surprised
you
anymore.
Shouldn't have to feel guilty.
Yeah, everyone knows that everyone's listening to everything. It's out there. We all know. You know what I mean? There's no...
Yeah, I'm with you.
You shouldn't be judged. Just listen to something.
Dude, I'll rock out on some pop every now and again. I don't even care.
Cool.
I do that all the time.
That's
but,
fucking cool.
Like, I've noticed that, like, if you bring up Lady Gaga around a metal band, Go ahead. I don't think we should talk about that.
Can we not talk about that? I was talking about guilty pleasure. I was like thinking, like, I've been wanting to stop and jack off at the arcades.
There's adult shops everywhere.
That's
here.
A guilty Why? Pleasure, and I've kind of admitted to it. I was like, Why is that? I should stop one of those.
Dude, there's one just up the road.
Dude,
are you? Well, why'd you tell him?
I'm just kidding. Swear to God. You know what? Like, I'll just hold out. I'll just blow a load in Eric's face later. I don't have to. I'll just time myself and make it fun and put some little cell phone lightage on his face. I'll do something cool.
He'll be driving.
Yeah. Well, if I did all this at the same time, that'd be better than the time I fucked while I drove.
That was pretty cool.
Have you guys ever done that?
No. Yeah, that's pretty dope.
You guys need to do that. Like, get a girl that you feel comfortable with and just be like, hey, you know what? I want to fuck while we drive.
The problem is my girlfriend drives me everywhere.
Then you're going to have to get on top of her, Jeff. Dude, or just take out the front seat. Yeah. She could be driving on her fucking
like your Hightower in Police Academy.
Yeah, that would be one hell of a porn, dude. Exile Productions. Get on
Exile that. Productions.
Definitely. It's the new extreme.
It's the new X.
It's the new X word.
It's the new X word. Another X word.
From it all the time.
Yeah.
The irony in that, goddamn. Why did we
come back from?
Why did ever make a name with such an ironic fucking twist when everything's happened?
Reject. Are you returning from exile?
No, I've been here.
They love telling me. Are you returning?
All right. So I guess one more question is, there was a like I can think of a specific moment. A specific CD I was listening to that was that really changed music. It made me understand music in a different way.
Oh, man.
Is there something like that for each of you
course.
Guys?
Of course, I got like
guitar,
like in no guitar in general. No, he's no, talking about I think bands.
Music.
Oh, Napalm Death for me.
Right on.
World of Grindcore. You know, at one point Zayo opened the door to like Christian hardcore.
There you go.
And then somehow I got it into grindcore.
Yeah.
And then, of course, all the Cannibal Corpse and fucking... And then, finally, In Flames, probably to get more of the fucking European shit in there. Eventually, but for me, early on, grindcore. And that's why my vocals don't matter. I can do anything I want because grindcore, you don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You're just fucking making noise. Ah! Actually, that's black metal.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? No, I'm kidding. Barney Greenway's the shit. He's my idol. That's the singer for Napalm Death.
Right.
He's great.
Barney,
I love you.
Cradle of Filth.
Really?
Like the first heavy band. Yeah. Well, Slipknot kind of opened up heavy.
These guys are a lot younger than me, so and they then, fucking yeah. they got some. They got a different look. I have a hard time with it. It like
definitely that
nails on a chalkboard. For
and
me.
Then Cannibal Corpse. My friend showed me both of those bands, and I was like, fuck yeah. And that just kind of like broadened from there.
Wait. I was raised on, like, Kiss, Judas Priest, Skid Row.
No, exactly.
And Elvis.
And Elvis. And see, I was raised on the
Jeff,
Wars, AC/DC.
Your dad's Hulk Hogan, man.
Dude. My dad sings, like, 80s. Exactly like fucking Elvis. It's amazing.
You that know? Is so weird. Your dad's so huge.
I was raised on the Doors, AC/DC, and Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Did you feel that? Like, we should have been kicking those bricks today? Like before the set, you heard me say it. We're gonna start doing that.
Hell yeah!
Like we're starting a little workout bodybuilding team, and we're gonna get fake bricks, like real bricks though, but ones that are made to be broken. You know, like the real fucking bricks, and we're gonna start breaking hella bricks before our sets and shit.
That'd be dope.
Wouldn't that be rad?
Yeah, it would
because
be.
People would be like, "You gotta come watch them. They're either gonna break it or they're gonna completely fuck it up."
Yeah.
Either way,
and then they can't even
see this.
They're not even gonna be able to play.
Yeah,
it's gonna be amazing.
Just gonna break his arm.
I wanted to do it on the beginning of Fallback. It's like, dun, 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 dun. I can picture Jeff like setting up and going, boom, and just breaking bricks as the buildup's still going. And people are just stomp. Clapping over the buildup. And like, then all of a sudden everything just chills out and then we break
and
it
then,
again. But I want to do like a high kick and then you're going to have samurai sword,
yeah, and then just kind of do.
We're gonna need another trailer just for
I know. Yeah, I'm thinking like we're gonna
just
have
for bricks
like
and shit.
Our music, and then another thing just for all our like martial arts supplies that we're just gonna break. We're just gonna fuck shit up.
We're just gonna keep buying.
We're gonna become the demolition team, the exiled demolition team.
You could get the Asian kid from a Shilas.
Oh, Kevin.
Yeah, do some crazy fucking.
He can do all his
kicks and shit.
He's pretty good. A little Asian.
Yeah. Well, people see Asian and they immediately assume they know martial arts. So, you know. Yeah, exactly. And I like stereotypes because they're funny, so I run with them.
It's not a martial arts team. It's our breaking bricks team.
It's our fucking
we're just going to fuck the bricks up. That's all we want. We don't want people to be like, what, you think you're going to fight? We're just like, no, we just like to fucking hit bricks.
Yeah, we just want to break bricks.
We break things.
Yeah.
It should be the new motto.
We break shit.
Eric's so buff. Like, he's gaining weight on tour because he's not working out.
Yeah.
But his body just wants to build muscle.
As soon as I get home, I'm just going to
we're gonna
kick
put him
my own ass
protein
into
and just fucking steroids. Oh, and hopefully it just makes his fingers fly off.
And he's just going to be a gigantic chest muscle one day with a guitar sticking out of his lip.
You don't see too many buff guitar players these days.
Look like John Petrucci.
I believe Eric could be one. He's not that buff.
Have you seen him lately?
He's gotten rid
of
him. It seems like he'd get carpal tunnel from that shit. Like being buff, jacking off, fucking his girlfriend, playing guitar 20 hours a day.
Yeah.
God damn, what the
27
fuck?
Hours a day.
27 hours a day.
Petrucci can bend time.
He goes back. Goes back.
He controls time with his amp.
He doesn't have to worry about sleep.
He controls the rotation of the earth with his calves.
Are there John Petrucci gifts like that? Yeah. Like Chuck Norris gifts?
There's all kinds of videos. There's all kinds of videos online. It's funny.
I'm sure there are. Oh, I've seen all those.
Yeah. It's his, isn't it Rock Discipline?
We're gonna start making videos too, like that. We got an instructional video.
It's on the way, but
it's on the way. But we're gonna redo it because it's so funny that we really just want to make it funnier. Like, we're just like, God damn. We created a character. You should do Hans. What if you did the Hans character?
Oh my god. Yeah,
we agree. In
this lesson, we're going to learn about arpeggios.
Talk about before any sweep action, you must see a physician.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That'd be great. We got some really good
little fun. Might see that soon, probably.
We just got a lot of stupid, fun, cool shit we're about to do.
Hell yeah.
I'm excited.
So,
right on.
Pretty much. We're excited.
So, Have you talked at all yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just making sure.
That's Joseph. That's cute.
That's
Joseph. He's so
nice. He's
our
sexy, short, sexy fill-in drummer.
He's such a fast little drummer.
With fast feet.
Oh, gosh.
And hands.
Oh, and hands. He's like a machine. It's great playing with him.
He's like Gene Hoagland Jr.
It's Joseph. You could put like 4 of Josephs in Gene Hoagland's body. Easily. And they can play a basketball game.
Yeah. Oh my god.
You could fit anyone in that diaper, dude.
God damn.
Gene Hoagland, man. What's up with his nail? He has like those long nails. Does he do coke or something?
Probably.
Like, is that what that is when people have long nails like that?
Yeah, a coke nail.
The pinky and.
He just has a coke nail, huh? For a big dude, do you think that's safe?
No.
You think he just injects it into his feet? And that's why he has all those weights on it? He just fucking moving out quick?
He just goes and...
Yeah, we like Gene Hoagland. He should have played on the Sound of Perseverance album.
Yeah, not Richard Christie. He's good, but...
Yeah. Wow, we're dropping death shit now. Yeah. There's probably no death fans that are going to be listening to this.
I don't even remember the original question.
I sure hope there are.
We've deviated so far from the original question. It's not even...
There was no original question. The question is...
Why did Richard Christie play? Sound of Perseverance.
Why? When you could have gotten Gene Hoagland. God damn.
Stick with Iced Earth and Howard Stern. Just leave the
Iced
death
Earth,
alone.
Man.
That's pretty cool shit.
Iced Earth.
Winter Sun. Hard on all the time. My whole life.
Right on.
I'm waiting for the second album. Will it ever come? Probably not. There's no need for the second. What else gives me a hard-on when it comes to metal? Now we're back to that. Opeth, always.
Opeth, yeah. Michael.
We're just naming big bands, like, cause everyone's just saying, like, no shit. No shit. Great band. Give me some bands. New bands.
New bands?
New
bands.
No, not new bands. Maybe just bands they haven't heard of. The word new is awfully fickle.
Yeah.
What's new? Us. Every day we wake up, guys.
Yeah.
We wake up in a new world every day. It just happens to be the same shitty band in a different shitty Walmart parking lot.
Walmart is the savior, by the way.
Dude, yeah. Walmart is the fucking... Oh, man. People are going to flip out.
78-cent gallons?
It is the best example of matter perfecting itself. There's awesome things that are almost free. And once it's free...
It's ridiculous.
I think perfection is there.
I love it.
Yeah. I'm just going to take, like,
I love Walmart.
Girls on dates.
To Walmart.
Dude, we can, like, watch a movie, and then we can fucking make our way and ride some bikes, dude, get some physical action in there. Then after that,
post up in, like,
a dress for her to fucking go put on.
And then
before we go to the McDonald's.
You can take her to the garden.
And then we go to the McDonald's, we have a fucking nice little meal. And luckily, the bathrooms are right next to McDonald's, so she can go take a shit. We're about to do some fucking anal. Walk out of the front.
Or Subway. There is Subway.
Yeah, there's Subways in Walmart.
In Oregon,
yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. Oregon and Washington.
Dude, you guys are focusing too much on the food there. Of course we would do that, you fat asses. God damn.
Thank you.
We're back on the weight.
Thank you.
We're back on the weight.
Ever.
You know what's funny? I weigh the same as I weigh as much as I left. Now than I did, or bleh,
so you're just saggy.
You didn't work out.
Yeah, I'm saggy now. Like, horrible. I have like a little gut going.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool.
It's kind of cool.
We're going to have to fucking really watch my little
kid. Yeah, now
we really need to start bringing a weight.
I just need to kick my own ass when I get home. Just get into shape again or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Any
other funny questions?
We're having fun with this. Yeah. Anymore?
Are we going too long? No one's going to listen.
Dude, I can edit this down.
Someone might listen to this all the way through in the world. Probably some little kid in Japan.
Put a secret message
in there. I don't understand.
You got to say something, like secret message or something.
Oh, there's been secret messages in this whole interview. I've been planting them in there.
Hail
subliminal. Play it backwards.
Beyond subliminal.
I can do that. It'll just reverse a chunk of it. Yeah, that's what we'll do.
We'll do that.
Mass suicides will happen.
Okay, probably shouldn't do that then.
Liach Tanas.
We hit a duck.
We're
telling people that. It doesn't sound funny, but it was funny. Because the duck was like 500 feet above... Like, on the road, so far ahead, and I just yelled, duck! And the duck turns around and, like, hears me. It's like,
quack,
it starts waddling right towards me.
Like, it was playing chicken rather than duck.
I have oncoming traffic and a fucking little cliff to the right, so I'm just like, here it goes! And I'm like, and I guess Jeff opens his eyes, and this quack is like, this duck's just like, quack! Boom! We look behind us, nothing but fucking feathers. The funniest thing is, I'm laughing, Jeff's still fucking waking up, and Eric's, like, gagging, like,
my inner Indian. My inner Indian came out.
He's all so. He like almost fucking freaked out that he saw something die.
I was like, oh my god, why?
Like Eric almost did that.
Was there a single
Eric
tear?
Eric almost did that part
too. The one tear.
That movie Powder where he grabs the deer and he grabs the person. Eric wanted to stop and he wanted to pet the duck.
Yes, I did.
And then fucking grab me and grab its little fucking foot. He's like.
Just Aflac it back to health.
Aflac. We could have ate it.
Isn't that shit like expensive?
Dude, if we would have turned around and videoed that, I'm sure that would have been pretty funny. I wish we recorded it. What if it was like, quack, like dying, and then we had like have Joseph just stomp his fucking head in? What, dude, that would have been horrible.
No.
You think
this viral web vid is getting worse by the minute?
Oh, yeah, what if that thing is just still quacking?
Still there.
Like on the side of the road.
Like 10 days later.
That was a while ago. That was about 10, 12 days ago.
Yeah. Fuck that duck.
He deserved it.
What I keep thinking about is why didn't it just fly away?
Yeah, or like at least walk out of the way.
It was just a suicidal Washington duck.
Might have been a suicidal Washington duck.
Suicidal ducks walking around on the freeway.
You know what? It walked right into me, so it was like double focus, dude. If I was going 65 and it was going 2, dude, it got hit at the fucking like rate of 67 miles per hour. That shit fucking hurt, man.
Yeah,
that dude killed it instantly, like blowing it in the head, fucking with a bazooka. Like, it was just like... and Eric...
Oh, God.
Instantly, like a little pussy.
No.
Oh, God.
It was sad. It was sad. But it was funny.
Jeff was laughing.
It was funny.
He started laughing. What was Joseph doing?
Sleeping.
Fuck you, Joseph.
Dude,
I woke up.
No, you didn't. That's
you woke up.
I was the one who said, I thought I heard it go.
That's right.
Yeah. God damn, we suck. We just fucking
horrible.
Suck.
Right on. Well, there's so much content here. I don't know what to do with all of it. So
keep it.
Yeah.
Shove it in a duck's ass.
And then you guys can run it over.
In Washington State. Yeah.
And then we can eat it. And then I can shit it out.
It was a Washington duck, so it was probably just all gray and depressed.
It was white.
Hey, Starbucks bathroom. Great place to shit.
Absolutely.
You know what? Let's not give away our secrets, though, because if other bands start doing that, And I'm sure they're going to, and I'm sure they already are. But I don't want more to start doing it. Fuck Starbucks. Don't go in there. Corporate shit sucks.
It's the Antichrist.
Yeah, yeah. Stay away. Yeah, all you metalheads, stay away from these great places because we don't want you to ruin it for us. Gosh. Well, I have so many fucking...
The metal band doesn't want the riffraff in the Starbucks with them, so they gotta dissuade everybody from going in.
Yeah, dude, our feet are so dirty, and the Starbucks girls are so nice to me still. They probably just think I'm a bum.
They're all so attractive. But every Starbucks we walk
even
into.
The fat girls. You, they're all even attractive. The fat ones, you can see the skinny girl
I
in
think
them.
They do that on purpose.
Get to a Dutch Brothers while you guys are here. It's a local... It was started in Salem, and they've always got the hottest broads in the Dutch Brothers places.
Then we're going to hit up Dutch Brothers.
Yeah.
That's such a great idea. I would definitely just serve
There's food. A bikini barista right up here.
And have like hot not far away.
The Gentleman's Club right around the corner.
Uh-huh.
We should open up a
Dante's?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a dive. Every fucking strip club in this town is a dive.
I'm pretty hungry right now. Are we going to go eat some?
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
We got to load, huh?
Here's your we still have to load our...
Money? Oh, a little bit of money.
$5 for playing the show tonight.
I sold a shirt for $5 today. If you talk to me, I will sell you a shirt.
Cut your deal.
Super cheap. Just remember that, people.
Hells yeah.
Like last night, we gave some girl a shirt for...
hella nice glasses, though.
Really nice glasses.
And we got...
A boobies bracelet. From
and
Kiko
a library
Breast.
Card.
And a library card.
I think that had something to do with the fact that it's 3 o'clock in the morning in front of 7-Eleven and we were drunk.
Why?
And she happened to be a girl.
Yeah.
Oh, and we had some change. She gave us like 70-something.
She gave us change?
Yeah. The other one.
We should have thrown that change back at her. That fucking cunt. I've been using that word every once in a while. I don't know why.
I use that word on a very regular basis,
yeah,
actually.
I actually think you did.
You did. You said something horrible the other day.
I was just joking, though. I wasn't being serious.
Well, I'm just joking.
Oh, you are?
Oh, you are?
Oh, you are?
Do you feel better about me now? I'm just joking, Joseph.
No, he really thinks that lady's a cunt.
Yeah.
Specifically, just that one.
I think it's just that I got so much tour horn sometimes.
Tour horn is no fun.
Yeah. And you just want to use the word cunt as a little bit of excitement in your day.
You gotta pack up.
In some sexual way.
That can wait.
Every now and again, just start chanting it.
Cunt.
Beginning of song.
I've been saying these two words together, and it's a word Bill Hicks... Fucking, he said it. I think I got it from him, but drunk cunt. And I don't know, you say those two words together and it just offends people right away. You don't even have to be calling anyone it. You can just say drunk cunt. And everyone's like, ooh.
Oh my god.
Who's the drunk cunt? Those words are so horrible. God damn. See, if my mom heard me saying those words, she'd probably like start throwing up just like you did when you hit the duck.
Just gagging a little.
Oh my gosh. What would your mom say if she heard you saying drunk cunt?
I don't know. She'd probably kick my ass. Or try to.
What about your mom, Jeff?
My mom? I don't know, honestly.
What would your mom do, Joseph?
Depends on the day.
I don't know, man.
You guys are lame.
Why don't you guys all just say it real fast and then tell your mom to listen, then you can find out.
I'll just call her real fast.
Call her and just say, drunk cunt! And hang up. Your mom would be like, I thought he loved me.
What? Oh, shit. Come on.
What?
Not be fun.
Breaking stuff. Stuff's gonna break.
What?
All right.
I don't know.
Achilles moves. They do weird things at weird times, so we got to keep our eye on them. They move slow, but there's a lot of them, so they can kind of move fast if they go unorganized. It's kind of weird.
But, I love them.
Yeah, it's very cool. They're nice.
Very nice little boys.
It's gonna be sad.
They're so cute. They're like the size of my girlfriends. Like they're like 110 pounds each. It's kind of frustrating touring with them. I'm just joking. I'm just making horrible, horrible guilty pleasure jokes.
Guilty pleasure.
Right on.
We gotta get to the arcade.
Alright, well, we're gonna cut this off now and let you guys do that, alright?
Right on.
Alright.
Right. Hopefully
guys.
Someone hears this. Please, listen to Return from Exile. Fucking download shit
Spread
everywhere. Go buy it. Do whatever you gotta do to get the music. Fuck anyone that tells you any other way to get music. Get it how you gotta get it, listen to it, and do what you gotta do with it.
Spread
Music's
it
free. Music is life. Music is a bunch of vibrations that hit your ears.
Music is
fuck
love.
It.
And then make you feel good.
Quack.
Is love. Quack.
You know, I heard something about a quack, the way it vibrates. You ever see that Mythbusters?
No. Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Quack.
I think we're just going to go on for another 15 minutes.
So everything I just said is wrong.
Quack, love.
All right. We're done.
Love quack.
Let's go on love.